of what we carried in the store. The quality was amazing because we had some, several white families who were quite affluent, and we had the best brand of canned goods and what have you in there, as well as the cheapest. Mm-hmm. And so frequently the Negroes would buy the cheap molasses. A great deal of it had was the corn, mixed with, you know, with a corn product like Cairo and that sort of thing. Now they didn't buy Cairo, but they bought a brand of molasses that had there was a derivative of corn a good bit, and
speaking of selling in bulk, what other thing? Lard, you mentioned it would be sold that way, or would that be packaged?
The lard was sold in a gallon-sized bucket usually, and the Negroes were always milking it. They measured the milk that way. They would milk up to the handle, they would call it, and they'd have a gallon, you know, right where the, what do you call the thing they handled it, where it would fit in, at the, forgotten the name of that. But they relied a great deal on the use of those buckets. They were prized. However, I remember lard being sold in bulk, and they would bring their bucket to get it sort of paddled into there, you know. Of course, they tried to make their own lard. The Negroes were required to have the hog killing in the fall and raised to be as self-sufficient as possible. They would salt their meat down. They never did bother to smoke it as white people did, you know, who had their hams cured. I remember our hams hanging and sausage being smoked. Our regular smokehouse, you know, where the hickory chips were going all the time. We had one old Negro man who did, was the only one who did the smoking. We had just one old Negro woman who would run to the lard because she would never let it scorch.
Before we leave the molasses barrel, was that labeled out, or was it, did it have
spigot
on it?
I really do not remember. I can't see that molasses in a barrel, tell you the truth. They would come for everything else in barrels. Their coal oil was a big thing they would come from. They have fuel, you know, for their lights. They have coal oil lights.
Another question here. Did you have anything in bottles very much? And how would they be stocked?
Well, I'm sure there were things in bottles. They were.
What I'm interested in is particularly what
stopper did they use? Yes. They had a cork stopper in those things, yeah.
Common.
Yeah, it was common.
Would,
mm-hmm.
would they say a cork stopper
and a glass? In a glass bottle, you'd have to worry there.
Yes, well, I'm after would you say a cork stopper and then a glass stopple? You ever hear that?
Never heard of that. Mm-hmm.
Stopple
was not a word.
You mentioned the hog killing time in the fall. I wonder if we could go through that process as best as you
could. Of course, the hogs were called, you know, the fattening hogs was the term used. They kept their fattening hogs, and at right mornings when there was frosty enough and cold enough, they would be killed. And We had the ones who more or less specialized in that. They were the ones who knew how to kill them. Very brutal sort of thing, but a fascinating show. You know, knocked in the head first. Knocked in the head, dazed, and then the throats cut. They were turned loose to run. It was the most horrible thing. They'd run around in the pen until they'd fall, you know. And then after they were dead, they were scarlet immediately, you know, in the great big iron pots, as it were, everywhere, and then strung up to be scraped.
One question there, yeah. They obviously never had use for the blood then.
No.
So blood put in their blood.
No. And